Vayter in Shas. We are in Kiddush Daf Mem Beis, picking up on Mem Malaf of Beis, by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom. And we were discussing the different ways that we learn out Shlichus, that this thing exists. And we discussed, one of the things we said, is that in reference to Kachim, we learn out from a Pasuk, that there's Shlichus from Kachim. It says, Vayalachem l'shmeres ad arba'as ha'yom l'chodes ha'zev v'shachatu so kol kehala das Yisrael ben Arba'im. What do you think? Everyone was shechting? No, so it must be that there's Shlichus. It says, Marhani chalei b'shua ben karcha, which is going to be b'shua ben karcha, they use that pasuk to teach you Shlichus. Ela l'Rebbe Yochanan, the mapik leilai kol drasha. You know, we need that pasuk for a different drasha. So now we're stuck. Where do we learn? Where are we going to minolan? Where are we going to learn out the concept of Shlichus by Kachim for him? Says the Gemara, minolan. Where were we going to get that from? The Tanya, where do we see that? Where do we see that he uses it for something else? The Tanya was going to buy some Yonah said, "Omer minayin shekoli so kulam yotzim." How do we know the entire Israel that they can be? They are able to fulfill their obligation of carbon pesach. Beep, turn the page. Membeis with pesach echad with one carbon pesach. Rashi says, "Afal bishein bo kizayis lekol echad echad." Even though not everybody's going to have a kizayis, the kasaver chilip sachem lo ma'ak for the eating is not ma'akiv. Elazrika is dam lechuda, just the sprinkling of the blood. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Veshachatu oso kol kal adas yisrael ben arbaim," and they shall shecht it to the entire nation of Israel in the afternoon. Is everyone here going and shechting over here? Seems to be that's not the case. We're talking about a shechting only one over here, one carbon. One person, sorry, a shechting. From here we see that all of Israel can work with one korban. So shaliach bekotcha minale, since of Yonason is using this drasha to tell us about carbon pesach, that everyone can be yotzei with one carbon, shaliach b'kach minale. How do we know, where do we know that a shliach can be set up with other carbonos? So like the Gemara, what are you talking about? Minei. You learn it exactly from there. Rav Yonason is maskim at the pasuk talking about one person shechting for many people. So it's telling you, Rashi's mina mikra atzmo to become makom echad mehen shochto b'shlichusam, they're doing a shlichus. In fact, they might know, but maybe not, because b'dom shiny hasam, that case is different to isli shutfus kabayu, because the one who shechs the carbon is also a shutuf in it, says Rashi, the hashel kolakalu aval shliach ba'al malo. In other words, he's not just the guy you're appointing to do it for you, as if he's not chayev. He himself is doing it for himself as well, and therefore maybe that's where it works. But we don't know that if a person doesn't have the chiyav, then maybe that they wouldn't be able to do it. Ella mehacha. So rather, we'll learn out from here. We'll learn out this idea of shlichus to everything else from somewhere else. Says the pasuk, "Vayikhu lehem ish set leves avos set levayis." Says Rashi, we see that it's echad lokech l'chol mishpacha, once taking for the entire family. That's talking about when you go and you set aside a carbon pesach. It says the Gemara, hold on a second, you didn't answer anything. Over there also, he's part of that whole mishpucha over there, so therefore it's the same thing we saw before. So we don't have a rayo here for when you're not going to be chayev to do such a thing. It says Gemara, im kain, if that's really true, so trey kari lamali. Why would I need two psukim to teach me the same din? The one that we brought when we started and the one that we just brought right now. A two psukim din is the same idea that you're able to do it for the rest of, you know, people in your chayef, must be that what? This is a shast concept. We say that if the pasuk has nothing to do with what it's shayach to, what it's particular, because we already learned it from somewhere else, we place it on an idea which is not shayach to this, and that would be when a person is not chayev to do it, yet still they're able to go out and be a shliach for other people as well. And that's what we're learning over here as well. Says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Your attempt at taking this pasuk that seems to be superfluous and now going ahead and say, well, we don't need it because it's saying the same din to teach it to something else. What if I told you it's not superfluous and it's actually needed for something else? And therefore, you don't have your rai anymore for other things. Hi, mi b'alech Rav Yitzchak, da'am Rav Yitzchak. Ish zocha, a person can go ahead and be zocha something for someone else. Rashi says, uli olam ashum de'islei shutfis begavayu. Well, let's first spell this out. It says the Gemara, ish zocha v'lo hakatan zocha. A man can go ahead and acquire for somebody else, v'lo hakatan zocha, but a katan doesn't have the ability of being zocha for somebody else. That is, again, for another person. Where do we learn that? Out from the fact that it says, Vayikulem ish set labais. It's got to be ish, a man, and ain't no kid. So now it's no longer an extra pasuk, so to speak. It's not free to go ahead and darshan and say that, like, oh, it's like telling you the same principle. So we don't learn that you can have a shliach doing for somebody else in this context. Says the Gemara, not true. We could still use that pasuk to teach a shlichus to other people who have no shaychus to it. Why? Because ahu, this dinner of Yitzchak, that only an ish and not a katan can be zochah for someone else. We learn it for someone else. Ha'u mi'ish lichfi achlo nafka. We learn it after the pasuk that says, a man according to that which he eats. Therefore, that pasuk is actually, although previous one we said, the one we started with is coming to teach us that it's open for learning out that a shliach can do even if they have no shaykhis to it. But what do you mean? This pasuk, you want to tell me we actually need that for something else. The shochten is a pesach al yachid. That you can go, that a Pesach, Karban Pesach can be shechted even for one person. Ish lefi achlo is teaching us something else, so you can't learn from Yitzchak, which brings us back to that quote-unquote extra pasuk is now no longer free, and now it's used for Yitzchak. And says the Gemara, okay, but Savala, it must be that he holds the Rav Yonis of the opinion, Keman damer ein shechten is a Pesach al-Yachid, you're not able to shecht the Pesach al-Yachid. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rav Yalaflam, Milo Sucha Lizboach is a Pesach va'achas be'echad be'yachid. Right, so it means be'yachid, so therefore we learn out, we're back to our original point over here, that don't tell me that we're using this Pesach where we try to throw Yitzchak's did on for teaching an individual, because he's of the opinion that you can't have an individual do it. Therefore, that open Pesach is no longer open, and it's used to teach us shlichus, even if you have no shaychus. Aye, frag the Gemara. This is actually taking us back just to drop. We saw earlier that we wanted to learn out shlichus, mid oraitha, from the cases of divorce, from gerushin, from gittin, and karbanos. So now we see that there's someone else. Val ha'adam and avgidam rav, minayin shishluchu shaladu, k'mos ha'adam no shlichus, for someone like himself, shenem as a pasuk says, v'nasi echad, nasi echad mi mateh. This pasuk is talking about when they were going and splitting up the land after they conquered the land, and they were doing, like, they did gorilos lotteries to see which shevet would get what, and then the nasi would be appointed for each shevet, and this one would divide the land amongst each of the people over there, and by doing that, he was being the shliach for every person in his shevet, and that's where he wants to learn the idea of shlichus. Why don't we learn that shlichus from here? Frag the Gemara, nice try. What, Vitisbra, did you really think that the splitting up of the land, the Daha Shlichasu, that was working by the principle of Shlichas? V'ha-ketanim labanei shlichasinu. We know ketanim are not able to be shlichim. Rashi says, V'ha havunami ketanim b'nocha la'aretz ki azoch v'chi az. There were those that were ketanim over here that were the ones that were bringing out the land over there. And we know that ain't shlichus a katan. The gabe v'shalach v'shilcha ish k'siv. It says the word ish. K'yichach ish u'minay alfinan de'ein a katan on s'shlech. We learn out. A katan can't do a shliach. Ella kiha de rava bar Rav Huna. It's got to be like Rav Huna said. Tamar rava bar Rav Huna. Rav gidla marav. Minayin shazach and the adam shlo b'fanam. From where do we know? So the way that they actually worked is through s'chus. Not as a shliach, but through s'chus. So really, our original idea of Gittin and Kachim, that's where we're going to learn it out from. And these pasuk, the way that they split it up is working through via a different principle of doing something which is beneficial. Shedemar, how do we know that you can zach alad mishol b'fadim, you can do something positive for somebody without him being part of this? Shedemar, v'nasi echad, nasi echad, it goes and splits up. It seems to be saying that he had one that was doing it for everyone over there. Now, since we know that the Nasi was giving land to everyone in the Shevet over there, including Kitanim, was not able to make him a Shliach for him. Therefore, we could say that one's able to get Hana from someone else without him doing anything. Mizachan Zalim Shalo Befanov. Frak the Gemara, but who says it's really a S'chus? We only Zachan Zalim Shalo Befanov, but how do you know that's how it worked over here? That would only be if for sure it's a S'chus. Betizba is a chosu. You want a time that this is chos. Hachova namika is also a chov that's going to come with the way that they would split up this land. Dika denichale bahar, because some people want to have their land on a mountain. Velo nichale bibika, they don't want it in the valley. Vika denichale bibika, someone in the valley. Velo nichale bahar, it's not good for them on a mountain. So there, being that there are ketanim over there who maybe wouldn't want that, therefore it's not a zechia. So it must not be. It's working through the concept of zachem lo demshel b'fanav. Since going to Chinami ve'ela k'deravah b'Rav Huna, it's coming to teach you a different principle, similar yet different to the Ketiyah of Zochin. Tamar Rav Abayar Rav Huna Rav Gidol Rav Minayim Liyasom Shabar Lachlik Benisrei Avim Shabezim Amidam Lehem Apachapas
Lachov Uleschus. How do we know? From where do we know that we have a Soman, that is orphans, that they want to go and divide the land of their dead father, that basically is going to set up an apachapas, some sort of manager that's going to work everything out over here. Lachov Uleschus is going to be something which is going to be either to his detriment or to something which is going to be positive for him. How do we know that that's the case? First of all, it says, L'chov amai. Hold on 1 second. Is that really true? You're going to say you're going to set up for chov? Why would that be? Ella, l'chov almanas lizakos.
Ella, rather, what it means is, l'chov almanas lizkos. All right, obviously, you can't go ahead and do something for bad, but it means it's going to help him over there. So, Talmud Lomar, v'nasi echad, nasi echad. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Yisam Shmuel Lachuk Ben Yisrael. And when they go, they want to do such a thing. Based on Amidam Lampachapas, Uburin Lamchelik Yafe, and each one tries to get what's going to be the greatest part for their clients. So it's big. Rashi Lachol Echad Yafe, Lazev Yafe Lazev. It's going to be good for each one. Ve'im Higdilu. When they get old, Yichom Limchos. They're able to go out into Mocha. They can protest this and say, that's it. We're going to do this again. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, and this is what Rav Nachman himself. Sorry, this is what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, but Rav Nachman himself said, "Imigdil eni mechol mechos." He says, "No, they're able to be mocha." Dimkein ma koch bezin yafe. Because if they could be mocha, then what koch does bezin have over here? It's like a silly little game over here. In fact, the Gemara, "Mi islay Rav Nachman imkein ma koch bezin yafe." Is that true? Does he say that and that they're not able to redo it? But tonight we're looking at Mishnah Ksubas. Shuma dayanim shepichsu shtus o isiru shtus machron batav shem gamliel amer michron kayim. That if let's say you have the judges they're working at a property and they undervalued it by a sixth or they overvalued it by a sixth and then they sold it based off that, the mecher, the sale is batel umuvutal. Rashi says we're dealing with a case over here that there's a mishnah where a person borrows money. I borrow money, and then I refuse to pay it, or I ran away and I didn't pay it. So then the court goes and works out the value of the land and sells it without the guy knowing what's going on in order to pay off the debt. But by doing this, while doing this, he goes up a sixth or below a sixth. So then what happens is we say it's batel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Mechon Kayim. It's good. It's actually a good sale. Im Kain, but that's true that you're saying that it's going to be a good sale. Pardon the opposite. If we're going to negate the sale and say that it's no good, so then makoch bein yafe. What's the koch bein? V'amar Rav Huna bar Chinna, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is the one who said. Really, Rav Nachman says makoch bein yafe, but he himself then says halacha giver chacham goes according to chacham that the sale is no good. So we see Rav Nachman himself will say such a concept that, nah, we're not so worried about the basin shtick over here. So why does it say it over here when it comes to the apotropish shtickle? Says, Gemara lo kasha. Beep, turn the page. One base. Ha de toe. Ha de lo toe. When the case, when the court makes a mistake, they made a mistake. It's not like a koch a basin over there. I says, ha de pichish tos hos here. That's a mistake, so we knock it off. Ha de lo toe. But in our case, we're dealing with the apotropa shtickle. There's no mistake over there, and therefore im kin ma koch bezin yafe, and we hold it true, and you can't get rid of that original split of the yisomim. Frak the Gemara, but I don't understand. Eid the loto, if you're talking about the case when they split up the land for the apotropas, I'm sorry, for the yisomim, the apotropas split it up, and there's no mistake over there, so eid loto, if there's no mistake, so then what's going on? When they get older, they're protesting. Ma yichol nilchos, What mechia are they doing over here? What are they being moche if it was actually something that's good for them? Seemingly, it means that they did make mistakes. It's going on. Yechol limchos beruchos. They're able to go out into protest in reference to the location of the field. Like, really fine, it's a good field, but it's not the right place. Rashi says, mi shenafa lo chelik bedarim, it falls out his stuff is in the south. Amar Li could say, no, it would have been good for me, noch li chelik betzafen, I would rather have it in the north. So I used to lo sham, saw the smuchale, there's a field over there, shenafa lo miima that fell to him from his mama. So that's what we mean over here. But all at the end of the day, we still say, no, koch beidin is yafe, and we keep it as that. Amar of Nachman Viter Ha'achin Shecholku Hareim Kilukuchos. And you have brothers that they get a Yerusha, and now they go ahead and they split it up amongst one, you know, amongst they split amongst themselves. They're considered like Lukuchos, like they bought one from another. And if only one of the brothers, if one of the brothers got more or less than what he's supposed to get, then what's the halacha? Pachos mishtos, if it's less than a sixth, then nikna mekach, it's good. It's a good sale over there. Yaser shtos, if it's no good, then batal mekach, then it's batal mavuso. Shtos, if exactly a shtos, then kana umakse ona. It's good, but they have to return the amount of how much he lost out of. It's 1/6. More than 1/6, no good. Less than 1/6, fine. Exactly a sixth, they return the money. Amarava, hadam and pachos mishtos nikna mekach. That which says if it's less than a shtos, that he ends up paying more, that it's going to be a good sale. Lo'arman ella de lo shavish shliach. This is only talking about the case when there was no shliach involved. Aval shavish shliach, if there was a shliach over here, and he's the one that made the mistake over here, then omer l'takune shadratich, lo lavuse, I sent you in order to help me, not to harm me, and you didn't do what you got to do, so therefore it's no good. V'hadam and yasem ishtus batam mekach, let me say it's more than ishtus, that it's batam avot, lo'arman ella de lo'amer nifligan b'shuma de beidina. That's all when it says it's going to be no good if it's more than the six. That's only in the case when they did not say, let's split this up according to the court, the way that they evaluate what's going on. However, aval amar niflag b'shuma de bedina, let's split it up according to the court, and mecher kayim, then the mecher will be mekayim, mekuyam, even if it's more than the sixth. The tanan like a mission ksuvas, shuma doyam, shepichsu shtos, lo siru shtos, mecher batel. The mecher is kayim, and Rav is going according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel. The hadam and shus kara machse ona. That which said exactly a sixth is going to be a good sale, but you have to return the money. You have to work that out. Lorman, the extra value that he ended up losing. Lorman a little bit metaltle. This is only talking about metaltlin, movable object. Rashi says dona ksiva behen. O kanam yad amisecha el altonu davar niktam yad liad, something that goes from hand to hand. Avab makarkoi, when you're dealing with the land, ain't o no the karkos, there's no o no when it comes to the idea of karka. Ube makarkoi lorman ela de polig bi iluya. And even with reference to land, we say that the amount of mistake that does have to be returned is only talking about when they divided it according to the value of the land. Of but if they measured it out, each brother taking the same amount of size, lo. In such a case, we don't say that. Meaning, if you're dealing with money with a value or something, okay, so we accept, everyone accepts that that's what it's going to be. And you don't return any money or whatever it is. But we're dealing with actually splitting up the land. According to size, I get 10 meters, you get 10 meters, and the other guy gets 6 meters. No, that's no good, and you gotta work that out again. Kid de Rabba, this goes like Rabba, Dama Rabba. Kodava Shabba Mido, Shabba Mishko, Shabba Minyan, anything which is Mido, Mishko, Minyan, measure, weight, or number, if it's less or more than the amount that was said, if it's less than Ona, you still have to go ahead and return it. So if this land is going by size, then if there's a mistake, you got to work that out. V'ha ditzanan. What about the fact that we have a Mishnah in Bava Kama? Hashalech es ha-be'era biyad cheresh shota v'katan. If someone sends fire in the hands of a cheresh, it's a deaf mute, shota, a person who's insane in the membrane, or a katan, and then they go ahead and they use that fire and they burn someone else's property, Potter midini adam. The one who sent him, he's going to be potter from dini adam, because you can't take him to court. But in shemayim, yeah, you're in big trouble. Shilach biad pikeach. If you sent the fire in the hands of someone who's a pikeach, I mean, this guy's a knowledge, you know, it's a regular normal person. Pikeach chayev. The one who did is going to be chayev. The one who sent him is potter ungans. It's off the hook. But what's going on over here? Why should it be that second case that he's off the hook? And name a shlucha shal admi kamosa. Why don't we say the shliach of a person is like the shliach himself? Rashi says he's chayiv sholcho velo shliach. The one who sent him should be chayiv, not the one who's not the shliach. The more shiny hasam then shliach of the vera. That is different. There's no shliach of the vera. Rashi says ain shliach choshev shliach of the vera. She's chayiv sholcho. Alreiu kaosam meyalav. If I send you to go do an Aveira, you should be like, nah, bro, I ain't doing that. In which case, if you do it, that's on you. Because we should say to oneself, Darmina and Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, you know, Divrei Mishomim. If you have the Rav and the Talmud, who do you listen to? The rabbi or the student? The Shliach, the Mishalech is the student. And the rabbi is Hashem. Hashem said, you don't do such a thing. So obviously you should have listened. So therefore we don't have Shlichus over there. V'haditanya, what about the fact that we have a Mishnah? We got a switcheroo. We switch it to V'haditanan. The Bach switches to V'haditanan. Shaliach shlosa shlichus, a shlich that doesn't do a shlichus. Rashi says, gabi hektish koi. We're talking about hektish. So etzlo mos hektish v'tal kasavah shein shalchul. And he thought it was chul, and my name is really hektish. Masa l'shliach, and he gave it to a shliach, likach ben cholik, to buy something with it, right? Remember, he thought it's regular money. He's like, here, shliach, go buy for me some a coat. V'kadam and talis. Shliach ma'ol, v'lo shalcho. Shabedavar zeh eno shlucho. Not considered a shliach by him. Shliach ma'al, says Gemara. Shliach shalo asa shlichuso. Shliach ma'al, asa shlichuso. Why? Because in that case, he told him to buy one thing, he bought something else. And therefore, the shliach's problem. But asa shlichuso, if he did exactly what he was supposed to do, if he actually did what he was supposed to do, then asa shlichuso, Rashi says, maybe, aval im, okay, let's hear the Gemara first. Asa shlichuso, bala bayis ma'al, then the bala bayis one who did me'ila. I says, maybe carb me'ila, he has to bring carb me'ila. Ki asa shlichuso de bala bayis. Hold on. Now, where the shlach does a shlichuso, bala bayis mi'a ma'al. We see the other day, Hitaka is over Meila. Am I? Why? Neima ain't Shlicha de Barbeira. Why don't we say there's no Shlicha de Barbeira? Therefore, the Shlich himself has to go and do it. That's a good question. Taka, good question. But Shaina Meila, Meila is different because we learn that Gezer Shava teaches this principle. The Yalfa Chait Chait Mitruma. We learn that Gezer Shava Chait Chait by Teruma. Ma Teruma Mishabe Shaliach. Just like by Truma, one can set up a Shliach. And take off truma for himself, for him, af me'ila mashu shliach. So too, by me'ila also, you could set up a shliach. So even though, generally, the one is not going to be chayv for that of his shliach, but he is going to be chayv when it comes to the idea of me'ila. Frek the Gemara, okay, so v'nilif mino, what do we learn from that? Rashi says, l'chol dvar aver de'yeh shliach. What do we learn from that? To every dvar aver that there's a shlichus, and therefore there's shlichus dvar avera. That's Gemara, mishum da'ave me'ilo shlichus yad, shnek sub maboim ke'echad. Because it didn't me'ila, and shlichus yad. What shlichus yad, you ask? I'm glad you asked. Says Rashi, I'm going to be gadon. I take responsibility that I'm going to watch something for you, and then I go and I use that thing for myself. I'm responsible for anything that happens to it. I become like, even though I'm like a shliach, I'm responsible for these things. So now we see these two principles over here are shnei suvam baim kechad. Two psukim are saying the same principle. Chok shnei suvam baim kechad im alamdan. Whenever we have two psukim, we come and tell you the same principle. We don't learn from it. We learned that earlier in Daf Chaf Dalet, and therefore we can't learn to anything else, but it's particular for these particular things. So, Mi'ila and Shlichus Yad can't teach Shlichus Ladvar Vera to anything else. Full stop. Well, not really full stop, but Mi'ila Hadamran, Mi'ila, like we just said. And Shlichus Yad, Ma'i, what do we see Shlichus Yad? What's that talking about? Italian, only to the Baisa. Al Kol Davar Pesha. Pesach says every matter of liability. We're talking about over here that if you have an argument between someone who owns something and the one who's watching it, and then right after it says, Im lo shalach yadu b'mleches reyu, if he didn't touch the thing of his friends, and that's where we learn at the din of Shlichus Yad from. That is, Rashi says that Basar im lo shalach yadu ksif. Bishame omer, Bishame says, lechayev ala machshava kemaisa. Bishame says that the Basar is coming to teach you that a shomer is chayev for intent to do something with it, as just as much as he actually did something. That at that moment, whether he thinks about doing something, Rashi says, or even speaks out like he's going to do something, then that thing becomes in his reshus from that moment on to be mechayiv him in any onus that happens to it. Afilu have a shomer chinam shelo yechayiv anachshav el b'pshia. He now goes on to a whole new level. Beis Hillel enu chayiv ad shishlach b'yad. He's not mechayiv until he actually sends his hand forth. Shenemer im lo shalach yado. It says, if you did not send the hand forth. So, it means to be saying that it's only happening at the actual time when he actually comes and he touches it. Now we have the back and forth to Mishamid Hill. Amru Beishamid Beisil of Alo. Number doesn't say Al Kol Dvar Pesha on every Dvar Pesha over here, which means even if you didn't touch it, but you said intent. Which seems to be talking about only with your hand. So Bishame says back, what am I going to do with Al Kodavar Pesha? Bishel says, no, Shayachal, if you didn't write that, then I would have thought, Ainli Elahu. Amar La'avdo V'Lushlucha Binayin, it's only him in such a context that he'll be chayav for. But if he says it was ever a shliach, how do he's going to be chayav for that also? Tamar Lomer, Al Kodavar Pesha, on every matter of liability, and saying that even if he sends a shliach to do such a thing, he's going to be chayav for that, and that falls into him. Says the Gemara, Hanich LeBeis Hillel, that all works well according to Beis Hillel, who says, Al Kodavar Pesha, to teach that it's going to be carried out through a shliach, who's using this pasuk to tell you that machshava is kemaisa, that the thought is like the action. Beep, turn the page. Nelef minei. Then let's learn out meila from this that applies to everything as well. Says Rashi, meila. Let's learn from meila to learn that it applies to everything. The only thing that's left now is a pasuk of meila, and we don't have anything else. Says no, mishum dahava meila. Tvicha u'mechira shneik suv mabayim ke'echad. Because we have me'ila, tvicha mechira, two psukim come and tell you the same principle that v'chol shneik suv mabayim ke'echad imalam. You can't learn out from two psukim, it teaches you the same thing. Me'ila ha'daman, me'ila that we already said earlier, that shlichas applies to me'ila from a gezeirah shava, putting me'ila to that of Truma. And Tvicha Mechira Ma'i, what is that from? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, U'tvachu Mechar, if someone steals a lamb or an ox, and he shechs it, it was a Tvachu, he shechs it, or he sells it, then the fact that we put the two together, the shechting and the selling, is coming to learn, we compare them. Ma Mechira De'acher, just like a ganav is going to sell animal only through another person, meaning to the buyer, my mechila ideacher, need someone else. After ficha ideacher. So too, the tevicha can be through someone else as well, and that would be the shliach. And the shliach meaning over here is the one who's shechting. Rashi is a field tavcha shliach nischayev agana b'tashlumi dalad v'hei. They're going to be chayev dalad v'hei in such a case. Devir Rabbi Shmuel Tano, oh, the rabbis is a shliach. The word oh is what's happening over here when shechs the tavach oh machor. That's coming to include shechting or selling through a shliach. V'chizke tanu tachas l'rabos a shliach. When he uses the word tachas in the pasuk, it's coming to include a shliach. So that would answer up the not only Beis Hillel, but even by Shammai as well, the principle we've been learning all along. And that, my friends, for now, we're going to call it a day and continue. Well, we're going to stop over here. Until next time, I want to wish all y'all a great day.